Saturday Night Country with Felicity Urquhart on ABC Radio.
Australia's home of country music.
We are into the second hour of Saturday Night Country. We are on air, online, on podcast, on digital radio, and on the telly on Channel 203. We have Emma Dykes coming up for the house concert, a special one tonight with Scott Lamond. Yes, he got lucky this week. Thank you, Scotty. They're launching the Riddle of Life shortly, but before we get into Emma's music, I thought we might hear a bit of banjo picking, set the tone, because it makes me feel... It makes me feel nice. Bit of banjo music. This is Andy Gordon and John Cain with Upper River. Just so lovely. And the Upper River right there from John Cain and Andy Gordon from 20 Good Summers. And I feel like we're going to go on a little excursion now with Emma Dykes and Scott Lamond, because Emma's new album, The Riddle of Life, which is her second album since the release of Pay It Forward. She has been co-writing with some amazing writers, tripping around the world, recording some in Nashville and back here in Australia in Sydney with Matt Fell. We're going to find out all about it with Scott Lamond after we hear All I'm Gonna Get.
Did you see the news today? They were holding hands and the second it was over. Now he's a widowed man. And it got me thinking how quickly she was gone. And the fight we had this morning, baby, from now on.
Making the most of every breath, Emma Dykes, the song All I'm Gonna Get, the latest from Emma's brand new album, The Riddle of Life. And isn't life exactly that, a bit of a riddle? A collection of songs, 3 years in the making, co-writes with the best in the biz and recorded both here in Australia, I believe, and overseas to celebrate it. Joining us from the ABC studios that are based in Port Macquarie for this weekend's Saturday Night Country House Concert, Emma Dykes, hello to you.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
That song we just heard came from a news article, is that right?
Yeah, it did. I'm usually not one to listen to too much news because I usually get a little bit too caught up in it and take it a little bit too personally, probably a bit emotional about it. But this particular one kept kind of coming up and kept being brought up in front of me, and I thought there's something about this I need to listen to, and it just so happened to be the night before I was meeting up with Drew McAllister to co-write, and when we were sort of throwing out ideas and talking about what we wanted to write about, it became quite a topic, really. We were talking about that and how precious life is, and yeah, it turns out that's probably the reason I was listening to that news clip.
And I get there's a vibe going through this new album, The Riddle of Life, that really does mean, I suppose, an underlying meaning of making the most of everything and being quite optimistic and still you're very philosophical and thoughtful about these songs I'm gathering. Is that fair to say that there is a bit of a vibe like that throughout this album?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've sort of been trying to work out how to sum it up. And the other day I was thinking, obviously I have a background in nursing, so that exposes me to probably a lot of stories and emotions and different things that people go through. And in a way, I feel like it's my responsibility to not tell the sad stories, but what we're learning out of those. So maybe short-circuit it a little bit, and for All I'm Going to Get, for example, instead of, you know, needing a tragedy to happen to realise that we need to make the most of everything, maybe my job is to kind of just put that out there and remind us all that that's, you know, usually a good idea to just make the most of it all. So I think, yeah, it's more trying to look at the silver linings of those deeper kind of moments.
And you must have so many of those moments that give you perspective in a career as a nurse and in life in general. We do stumble across those precious moments that do teach us quite a lot.
Yeah, you definitely do. You get to talk to a lot of people and hear a lot of stories, and they're usually at sort of their most vulnerable moments. So, yeah, it definitely does sort of come up quite a bit. And like you said, in life in general, but also through being a nurse as well.
Now, as you look down, you not only see a guitar, but there's a little bump as well, and some exciting life moments ahead still to come this year, I believe, Emma.
Yes, that's right. And I wouldn't say it's so little anymore. It's kind of starting to make the guitar a bit awkward. But we're getting there, though. But, yeah, so baby's due in May.
Oh,
just coming around nice and quickly. And, yeah, we're very excited. It's going to be a big, interesting year, but it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, well, here you are releasing your second album and Bub on the Way. So, yeah, you'll be busy. You'll be busy. And you are back home in Port Macquarie, and you call that kind of coming back home in a way, but you grew up just down the road. Tell us a bit about your life growing up in that part of the world.
Yeah, so I grew up in Laurieton, so more of a small coastal town. I, to be honest, was probably the odd one out at school a lot because I did listen to a lot of country music, and over here on the coast at that time, no one really had heard of any of those country artists that I was listening to. I was a bit of the odd one out, but it's really nice to see now, being back home here, that country music's really starting to take off, and people are a lot more open to it and loving it, and that's really nice to be part of. But yeah, so I grew up on an acre in Laurieton. We had a pretty cool upbringing. We had chooks and all kinds of animals there, and backed onto the mountain. So it was a really nice place to grow up, a great community.
ABC Radio and ABC Country, you're tuned into Saturday Night Country. Scott Lamond in, hijacking things for a moment for Felicity as we kind of launch, in a way, Emma Dykes' brand new album, The Riddle of Life, and doing it in the house concert fashion, which means there's always a chance, if you can just sort of get the guitar and manage it over the bump, to play a couple of live songs. And I think you're going to do, first up, Emma, the title track?
Yeah, yep, I'd love to.
All right, take it away.
Alrighty, this is The Riddle of Life.
The test was over and she got up off the table, dressed herself and thought, thank God
that I'm able to take the kids to school. But the nurse just cried. She said, I can't let you leave. And I'm not gonna lie, it's important not to give up before the battle has begun. Never let life think that you think that it's won. Like a river in flood, a ranger on the run, it feels like caught right in the middle, working at the riddle in life. Don't waste a minute, take what you've been given and make the most of this life. Sitting by your baby's bedside late that night, she told them all a story about realities of life. There's no rhyme or reason for the cards that we're dealt. She felt her once strong heart begin to break down and melt. It's important not to give up before the battle has begun. We'll never let life think that you think that it's won. Like a river in flood, a ranger on the run, it feels like caught right in the middle, working out the riddle in life. Don't waste a minute, take what you've been given and make the most of this life. Well, 10 years on her daughters, laying on her bed, alarms are ringing, the nurse's push, you could see the baby's head. Her mother takes her hand and looks into her eyes, says one more deep breath, squeeze my head, welcome in this life. Like a river in flood, a ranger on the run, it feels like caught right in the middle, working at the riddle in life. Like a river in flood, a ranger on the run, it feels like caught right in the middle, working at the riddle in life. Don't waste a minute, take what you've been given and make the most of this life.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, and music can help us sort it all out sometimes, can't it? And that song is from Emma Dykes. Good stuff. The title track to her album, The Riddle of Life, which has just been released, doing good things in the charts. And Emma is here for the Saturday Night Country House Concert. Some live music for you tonight. We'll have another one unplugged in just a tick. And Emma's joining us from our Port Macquarie Mid-North Coast Studios. I think that's what they call it. Is it the Mid-North Coast? Yes. I think that's what the sign says out the front, doesn't it?
It does,
In the studios there at Port Macquarie. And been a few little river floods around the place after a horrendous summer. Emma, is it greening up around that area?
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah, there's been a bit of flooding. We've gone from fires to flood, but it's nice to see it is getting nice and green. So it's nice to see the waters back.
Good stuff. Now, I love these words that I came across from Luke O'Shea, who is a Saturday Night Country favourite and Golden Guitar winner of many occasions. He said, Emma Dykes has that calming energy about her that is a combination of empathy and strength, essential to being a registered nurse. But thankfully, this also transcends through her voice and into her beautiful songs. That must be nice to be able to use that lovely quote.
Yeah, it is actually. It was really nice. I had the opportunity to write with Luke at one of the songwriters retreats at the DAG. So it was really, really nice to get to know him and get to work with him. He's a great guy. It was really cool.
Through the album, you've got songs that have been penned with a lot of people. You've already mentioned Drew McAllister as well. Who else helped bring this together, and what was the process like, not only writing the songs but recording them, it seems, all over the world?
Yeah, it was really exciting, actually. And like you said earlier, it's been sort of over the process of about 3 years. And I started off, I wrote quite a few of the tracks by myself, and I think that was more of a I wanted to prove to myself that you know, I was capable of sitting down on my own and writing a song. But I also started to learn that I really wanted to push my boundaries a bit and step outside my comfort zone. And so then I was lucky enough to organize some co-writes, like to ask these guys and be accepted to spend time with them and write songs is a real honor. So I had Matt Scully, and I wrote with Matt after I did the Scullion sessions with him in Newcastle, and we wrote the first song together, and then he agreed to go back and do it all over again. So there's actually two tracks on the album that I wrote with Matt, which was an awesome experience. The first time was an idea I took to him, but the second time he'd heard me talking about my career as a nurse and going through those stories at the songwriters rounds, and he decided that we definitely should write a song about that, and kind of something I had never planned to do. So it was really cool to sit down and have that kind of unexpected song come out of that.
And is that This Nurse? Is that the song that you're talking about?
Yeah,
oh, that's good, because you've just given us a little tease, because that's the song we're closing out the house concert with a little later on. I have that lined up. So that's wonderful, because it's, well, that reminds me of my mum, because she was a nurse as well. So I can't wait to share that. But isn't that nice that that other people can sort of just tap you on the shoulder and they hear your stories and go, just tap into that a little bit more. And it must just help the song start flowing when you're singing about something you know so well.
Yeah, definitely. It was really cool to be able to do that. And when we wrote that song, we were sort of like, we pictured, you know, nurses at the end of a hard shift around the jukebox, letting their hair down, singing along as this, like, the nurse's anthem kind of thing. So, it's exciting to kind of put that song on the album and get that heard. And hopefully it does make the day easier after the end of a long shift for some people. And it's a little bit of a bit of a cheeky song, as well as, you know, a serious side of nursing. So kind of looks at both ends of the scale. And I was lucky enough as well to write with Roger Corbett. So I spent a bit of time with Rog, and we wrote a song called Walk a Mile that's on the album. And so that was an excellent experience as well.
Okay. And you've supported the Bushwhackers, mentioned Roger there, and Wendy Matthews. You've won competitions, songwriting comps in overseas, the US, UK. You've done quite a lot. And here you are with this brand new album, which as mentioned is called The Riddle of Life. Emma Dykes with us on ABC Radio, and you're tuned in possibly through ABC Country on digital radio as well. Scott Lamond bringing you tonight's house concert. Back to Felicity in just a little while. Another live song though now from Emma. Do you want to do The Drovers?
Yeah, I could do that one. The Drovers, I'll just add in there, is it's funny because you hear The Drovers and you think it's going to be all about droving cattle and things, but it's actually a very different story. This one's about the Westpac helicopter.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Take it away.
I'll play it to you and you can have a listen.
Kids along the fence line as the motors roar through town. Excitement on their faces as the angel touches down. From beaches of the eastern land to the sunset of western skies, the red and yellow picture paints relief in their eyes. Drover in the clouds on a road of wide blue sky, to muster in the dusty ground of a car crash on the rocks. They're followed by his heroes to a safer end, and borders are no boundaries. The drovers rise again. From searching through vast country to weather in a storm, and winching from a stricken ship to bring them safe from harm. Skills mixed with emotion and teamwork never fails. Each crewman is a breath of wind beneath the mission sails. Drover in the clouds on a road blue sky, to muster in the dusty ground where a wounded lady lies. They're followed by his heroes to a safer end, and borders are no boundaries. The drovers rise again. drummer in the clouds on a road to wide blue sky, to muster in the dusty ground where heartbreak may arise. Followed by his heroes to a safer end, and borders are no boundaries, the drovers rise again.
Drovers, a track that you will find on The Riddle of Life from Emma Dykes, and that is live unplugged for Saturday Night Country, the house concert. And that was inspired. Did you go on the fundraising trip the Drovers run?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Right.
So yeah. So the helicopter's big fundraiser is called the Drovers Run. So it was 4,500 Ks in a four-wheel drive. We did three states, and myself and Matt O'Leary were invited along as the performing artists to basically put on a bit of a show at night when they did auctions and things at the different places we were staying at. So yeah, it was a pretty amazing experience. And we decided that the fundraising itself and the people who donate and the helicopter are all pretty important. So we decided it deserved a song.
Good on you. And people will be hearing that. And I mean, whether you've got the Westpac or the Life Flight up in Queensland, there's a lot of similar rescue teams that do such amazing work, hey? And you would have seen as a nurse and those casualties and those that come in off the chopper and into hospitals, and you would have seen lives saved through the great work as well.
Yeah, definitely. And we were actually probably more the other end of the thing, where we were at the small hospitals that were choppering them out all the
right.
time. So
okay.
So we used the Westpac helicopter quite a lot for that. We were at a little rural hospital, and we got everything in there, car accidents, heart attacks, everything. And we relied on the chopper heavily to get our critically ill patients out into the bigger hospitals for further treatment. So we relied on them so much. And that's not even going into what they do outside of hospital work.
Wow, wow. So when you say you were nursing in those in a smaller place, so where was that?
That was in Inverell, so,
right.
And we referred often to Tamworth or Newcastle
okay.
from the chopper. But before that, I was up in Cape York, even more remote,
oh,
and up
geez.
There it was the flying doctor.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely, we're very lucky to have those services available in such a vast country.
Yeah, because as I mentioned earlier, sort of back home in that Port Macquarie area, but there you go, you've travelled, you've been into other places and worked as a nurse. Where are you at now with, is there still a bit of nursing? I mean, obviously Bub's going to keep you busy, but music, being a mum, where will nursing sort of fit into the picture going forward, do you think?
Yeah, so I'm not doing as much clinical nursing. I'm not in the emergency department at the moment, but I'm teaching with one of the universities, so teaching the clinical skills to the nursing students, which I love. I think it's really rewarding. It's probably just as rewarding because we get to kind of inspire those new nurses coming through, so I really enjoy it. And it means that it's not full-time. I do it in different blocks, and it's weekdays, so it kind of frees up the music side of things a lot as well.
Mm. Well, the good nurses, we know them. I mean, as I said, your song's sort of reminding me of my mum a little, and they're just caring people, aren't they? Good nurses are just caring people, and that shines through in your music, Em. Well done on that. It's lovely to hear that. And thanks for sharing a few songs with us. I hope the album goes well. I know it already has been for you. It's only just been released, The Riddle of Life, Emma Dykes. And I just picturing a photo, you talk about training nurse students of my mum at when she was a nurse, and they'd stay at in like I suppose sort of on at the hospitals, wouldn't they, or out in the in these areas near where they would work. So they were sort of on all the time, but they would have time to let their hair down a little bit, and maybe this nurse could have been a song they could crank up, or at least
yeah.
At least relate to in a big way. What do you reckon?
Yeah, exactly. I think nurses, because you're so serious at work. Nurses do have a bit of a reputation to know how to have a good time afterwards. We do know how to go out and have a laugh and have dinner and drinks and things. So I definitely think you can certainly picture a bunch of nurses singing this song.
And it's late too, like here we are at Saturday Night Country, the sun's gone down, people will be coming off late shift probably, or maybe still at work, and I don't know if you can have the radio on at where you work tonight, but if you, I don't know, enjoy it. And this one's for the nurses. Emma Dykes, thanks for joining us on Saturday Night Country.
Thank you so much for having me.
Saturday Night Country on ABC Local Radio.
that's where you find this nurse. If this nurse had a dollar from every complaint she heard, maybe then the pay would equal what this job is worth. For this nurse is more than money, she's compassion, strength, and skill. Still, I know she would.
That is Emma Dykes, and I hope you enjoyed that. That was This Nurse from her album The Riddle of Life, now officially launched on Saturday Night Country with the wonderful Scott Lamond. Big shout of thanks to you, Scotty. Nice job indeed. And if you would like to see Emma Dykes with her baby belly as well, the 20th of March, she's playing at the Laurieton United Services Club. That'll be a beautiful show. And it's great to hear those stories. She's got a swag of them that go along with her beautiful album. So get along to see her, please, if you can.
The best country music from Australia and around the world. Saturday Night Country, ABC Local Radio.